Welcome to Leap Talk. I'm Isabelle Mercier. I'm a brand builder and a business performance catalyst here at Leap Zone Strategies. Today, I want to introduce you to Janet Helm, an amazing, soulful woman that is dedicated to changing the way people appreciate each other in the workplace, and I would probably go as far as saying in the world. Hey, Janet.
Hi, Isabelle.
How are you?
I love that introduction.
Yeah? You can keep it. I'm giving
Perfect.
You. You can keep it.
Okay, I like it.
So, hey, Janet, why don't you tell us a little bit more about you, who you are, what you do, and, yeah, who you are and what you do.
Okay. You know what? I am passionate about giving. And I'm passionate about sharing that with, first of all, it was corporations, because I love in my personal life finding the perfect gift for friends and family. And it's not something that's typically expensive. It's just that perfect little gift. And I knew that
that meaningful one, you know.
Oh, it's got to have meaning.
Yeah.
And so I knew that in corporations, companies, they must also feel the same way. So I wanted to share how, originally I wanted to share how stylish, meaningful giving, gift ideas can inspire employees, can make people happier in the workplace, and can basically also increase the bottom line. And
yeah.
So that's what I'm passionate about, and bringing that, as you said, to companies, to people, and to the world.
Right. No, that's good. Yeah, I totally get it. And today, corporations truly need that. We are we're living in the world of technology and speed, and it's crazy. We do need people like you to get us back on track with what's important, right?
You know, nobody needs another thing. Nobody needs another, you know, standard glass award or a golf shirt with a logo on it. If there's meaning behind it, great. People are looking for that meaning. People want to be recognized, and it's not with stuff. There's got to be meaning behind the stuff. And
yeah.
People definitely want that recognition, and leaders see that as well.
That's right. That's true, actually. How does, because I know you sell products and services, how would you say that your products and services make life better?
They're not standard. They're not off the shelf. They're made, custom made.
Yeah.
To reflect the company's corporation, their values, who they are as a company.
Yeah.
So now when I say that too, a lot of times people, they think, oh, that sounds really complicated. It sounds like I just want to kind of pick something and move forward. We can do that as well, but the ideas always come back to the company. We always create it, either creating the piece with corporate colors, or sustainability is important, making sure that product is sustainable, including enclosure cards that share the meaning behind the piece. Messages from the leaders, the CEO are included as well, packaging, details that show to the recipient that, hey, time was taken in choosing this piece, and it does truly, I feel valued, and I feel respected and appreciated.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about feeling appreciated, that's for sure.
Sure.
Janet, what attracted you to work with Leap Zone initially?
Initially, I met you, Isabelle, when we were in a mastermind, and
that's right.
We had shared the same business coach, Kevin Lawrence, and I always was impressed with your business savvy as well as how creative you are as well. So you really combined the two, which to me I find very rare out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that I can ask you something about a creative part process and you get where I'm coming from creatively.
Yeah.
And then you also have this amazing business savvy sense, which includes, you know, your systems, that you share openly, and you just have this amazing way to communicate, no-nonsense, but in a business strategy as well.
Mm. Yeah, no-nonsense is definitely, that's definitely me.
I'd have to say so. Yeah, exactly, and I'm going to, you know, there's no sugarcoating for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So since working with us, it's been, you know, a couple of years, a little over a couple of years now, what are the top three things that you have valued most in work in our working relationship?
Good question. What I really enjoy, one of the things I enjoy working with you is you continue to evolve and grow as a business as well as a person. So I see that you are truly walking the walk and sharing your journey with me as well. And so that that's one aspect.
Yeah.
What I enjoy learning is the genuineness, the integrity, and seeing yourself succeed is inspiring to me.
Mm.
For me, too, also the systems you have in place are extremely valuable that I've incorporated into my business.
Nice.
Strategies like the parking lot page, for example, which, you know, maybe the listeners may not know, but, you know, just something as simple as a template where I can jot down my thoughts for the future, get them off my plate right now.
Yeah.
The whiteboard that we incorporate, and now we have it virtually, a virtual whiteboard,
yeah,
where everyone is up to date on what the saves so much time. Just even little things.
And
like,
it's the little things, eh? It's like the small little systems or procedures that make the biggest difference when they're done, when they're done consistently, right?
And sure. Even though we are in a creative industry, those systems can be used in any industry.
For sure.
So I just think how you create those systems and share those systems, those templates, those, like you said, the little details that just make a huge difference at the end of the month are, you know, even for the day, are extremely valuable.
Nice. And what would you say three shifts or breakthroughs that you've experienced as a result of working with us? What are some of the shifts that you've gone through?
How long do we have?
Yeah, I know. There's been quite a few, I know that. But which one do you, you know...
One that sticks out for me is the shift of working from home. I was commuting to Vancouver. That's at least an hour a day. I was not involved in my children's lives. I've got two small boys in elementary school. My husband and I were like two ships in the night, and I was spending a lot of time in a space that I thought was something I needed, and making the shift that I can have this amazingly successful company from and work from my home has been an amazing shift.
That's good.
I get to experience. I take my kids to school, and then I pick them up, and yet I'm so much more productive working from home, and having, mind you, too, having a great team in place that I can rely on to execute and to make what I still need to happen, but not needing a space to do that.
And going the shift going from everybody's in an office to now you're working with some virtual people. That's a definite shift that is. It's not easy, but it's when mastered, it's actually quite. Quite good, and it's more profitable, and it's easier to manage.
I mean, I'm dealing, say, for example, with Coca-Cola. They're 3 hours ahead in Atlanta or Toronto, 3 hours ahead. I can be up at 6 o'clock in the morning in my pajamas getting
started. That's right.
So that I don't use Skype for those meetings, but
not Skype video, anyways.
But it's amazing what I can get done in the morning, and you know what? The biggest thing is my husband and I are now, you know, doing more things together. The kids' teachers know who I am. I'm involved in the school.
For sure.
It's been one of the biggest shifts, I would have to say.
That's good. Mm-hmm. What's your next big challenge to conquer in the year to come? What's your next big thing?
My next big thing is I really want to get out there and share more about the Giving Project, which is we probably don't have time to go into it right now, but sharing with people that their giving can give back. And I've created a blog, which is the Giving Project, and I would love that to be a global movement. And that is one of my goals, is to share that speaking, globally, share that through people posting, through a book. That's one of my big challenges. and goals. And one of our signature gift designs, which we have great success with, is designing corporations' tartans, including City of Vancouver's, Coca-Cola's, Spectra Energy's, just to name a few, is I would love to design Oprah's tartan and create that for her.
Yeah.
And that's been one of my...
I would love to see her tartan, actually. I think it...
Wouldn't it be
really
cool?
Yeah, it would be.
Yes.
For sure. So anyone listening, if you know of how we could get that, get that done, give Janet a call. In fact, actually, how can we best reach you, Janet?
I can be reached a few ways through our website, which is janethelm.com. I also have a Twitter account, and I'm LinkedIn as well.
Yeah.
And I can be reached through our blog, whether it's the Giving Project blog or Recognition Revolutionist blog. All of these are on our website.
Perfect.
So that's probably the easiest way to reach me.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for spending a bit of time with me in telling more about our listeners, who you are and what you're up to into changing the world one giving act at a time, right?
I love it.
Giving kindness. Thanks, Janet.
Thank you, Isabel.
To know more about how Lead Zone strategies can help you gain efficiency, profitability, and, of course, brand recognition, visit us online at leadzonestrategies.com.